Der Energy Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
Seine größten Vorbilder sind Elvis Presley und Amy Winehouse. Er ist ein sehr, sehr emotionaler, offenherziger und tiefgründiger Mensch, der schon trotz seines doch so jungen Alters, 25 Jahre, durch extreme Höhen und Tiefen gegangen ist. Moskina ist heute bei mir im Interview und wir hatten eine wirklich, wirklich tolle Zeit zusammen. Hört jetzt rein. It's very nice to see you. Welcome to Berlin.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
When did you arrive?
Yeah. I arrived yesterday morning.
Okay. Yeah, so did you have a look around at the city?
No. I haven't had an opportunity. I mean, I came yesterday, but I was so tired because I got a really early flight and then my flight was delayed and then, yeah.
Oh my God, yeah.
I've slept, but my hotel was overlooking the zoo, so could see the animals. I could see the monkeys. And
yeah, it's crazy,
really
right?
Cool. It was really cool.
You are in the middle of your career starting right now. Like it's exploding now,
yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
So, and then you released your first own single, Light It Up.
Yes.
And it's very emotional, as far as I know.
Yeah.
Can you describe what you were thinking most of while writing?
Yeah, I think I've been through a very sort of transformative time as a person, and Light It Up was kind of born out of that experience. And for me, it's really about finding something positive out of something negative. And that's kind of like where I'm at. And Light It Up was really, you know, me remembering times about going out and having fun. But there was always just this undertone of me trying to escape when I was doing that. You know, I was trying to escape my reality, you know, and that's quite common. That's what young people do when they go out, they party, they have fun. But I think a lot of the time we don't stop to question what we're trying to run away from, you know, like mm-hmm. the monotony and stuff like that of everyday life. I think we're all trying to escape something in a way, you know.
Do you know nowadays what you escaped from? What you
yeah,
tried to escape
yeah,
from?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I was really addicted to alcohol and drugs and which is something really that people don't like to talk about. Well, I like to talk about it. You know, I really want to normalize, you know, recovery. And it's something that I've been through and it's something that I'm very open about. And I think it's important that someone like me, a young person, because I'm only like 25. And I think it's really good to talk about these things and to share my experience, because there are a lot of people that are going through something like that. And everyone knows an alcoholic or an addict. Everyone has one in their family. Everybody knows someone. It touches a lot of people's lives. And I think it's an important thing to talk about, especially from a young person's perspective, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, totally. Totally get it. I didn't experience this kind of addiction, but I think I had a really strong eating disorder, which is also kind of addiction.
It is.
And since then, I feel like the time was so terrible, but at the same time, I'm really thankful for it. Is it the same for you?
It's exactly the same for me, because obviously, you know, like things like an eating disorder, which I struggle with eating as well. You know, it's a process addiction. And, you know, these are the things that make us great. You know what I mean? Because every bad thing that you go through in life, you definitely learn a lesson, and it's always positive in the end. Like that's what life is about. We need these things in order to grow. And I'm so grateful for everything that I've been through. You know, I don't regret the past at all. You know, I'm just so glad. And, you know, I wake up every day grateful because I have such an amazing life now. And I only can feel and know that I have an amazing life because I've experienced the negative sides of things, you know? Mm-hmm. And thank you so much for sharing that with me, by the way, because that's really vulnerable. And I really appreciate you opening up like that. It's really brave that you share these things. It's really important because everybody who's listening will be going through something and will have a hard time at some point, mm-hmm. you know? And I think it's really important that we're just open and we're just honest and we share these things. And it's amazing how we can make beautiful things out of these traumas, you know. Like I'm just so lucky that I'm able to make music and make these wonderful things out of these bad situations.
Yeah thank you, because it's so easy around people like you to open up, because you, as you said, you are normalizing it.
Yeah.
And then that's
but this is what
cool.
happens, because when you're vulnerable, you give other people permission to be vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I feel that I'm trying to do with my music is just to tell my story honestly and invite people to do the same. Mm-hmm. You know, like it's just happened in this room right now. I told you a bit about my story. I was vulnerable with you and then you were vulnerable with me. You know, I gave you permission to do that. And I think that's just the most beautiful thing. And I'm trying to do that for, you know, not just young people, but just people who want to listen to my music and want to feel that too. Let's set ourselves free for sure.
That's cool. That's very cool. I'm impressed. You're not only a very, very good singer, but when I kind of stalked your Instagram through and through again, I saw you're also a very talented poet.
Thank you.
Because there were two reels where you were just talking over the video.
Yeah.
And I think one was also about your recovery.
Yeah.
And I was so emotional and so good. I don't know if you wrote it all yourself.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, I basically just kind of like, I don't know, if I was a rapper, you'd call it freestyling. You know what I mean? I just record myself just talking about my experiences and then I kind of put a visual to it and I just post it on Instagram and just, it's a way for me to tell my story in a creative way so that people understand me as an artist, what I'm doing here, why they should listen to me. You know, and I just hope that it invites people to do the same and have that same honesty in their own lives.
Mm-hmm, definitely. I hope you will always be like that even in the future when I'm sure you're going to be a mega star. Like, but so many stars, I don't know, they lose this kind of deepness.
Yeah.
Somewhere on the way up. And I think that's so, so great that you still got it.
Yeah.
All the great singer from LA or Harry Styles, Justin Bieber, they are so talented, but they lose this kind of, that's why I am doing music.
Yeah.
That's what I want to talk about. And that's not why I'm not only a singer, but I'm also an artist, like you said.
Yeah, I think it's very interesting. I think I'm very lucky that I know who I am. And that's been a very interesting journey for me to go through, you know, because I think when I started making music, I didn't know who I was at all,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I was so young. I kind of started making music when I was 18. And, you know, I feel sorry for people like Justin Bieber and Harry Styles who had their childhoods kind of robbed from them and they were kind of told who they were, you know, by other people. And I think what I'm understanding that you're getting from that content is, you know, the fact that I can very clearly tell you who I am and what I've been through. And I think it would be amazing if every artist had the opportunity to do that. And I think, you know, fame can sometimes make you into a product and take you away from who you are and where you started. And I think the most important thing you have as an artist is your perspective. And if you can keep that perspective throughout your career, then you've won, you know?
Totally. I really want our listeners to be a part of your other reel where you were talking about being okay, just being okay.
Yeah.
Because I think that's such a good message to just say. It's so cool to just be okay.
Yeah.
Can you?
I mean, for me, like, it's dangerous for me to be too high or too low in life. You know, if I get too overexcited about something, you know, I lose touch with reality. And in the same way, if I feel too bad about something, I lose touch with reality. And sometimes just existing in like neutrality, just being neutral to situations and just enjoying. I think we all think that we need to have all this money, all these cars, you know, post all these pictures of these perfect lives that we have on Instagram. And it's like, actually, my life's just okay. Like, it's fine. It's great. You know, I think like we don't need these extremities and we don't have anything to prove and we don't have to show the best of who we are all the time. We can just be somewhere in the middle, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that takes the pressure off a lot of people, especially young people, because we kind of feel this like, you know, I should be rich by now. Mm-hmm. You know, like I'm 21, I should be rich by now. It's like, you know, I feel like there's just a lot of pressure for us to move our lives at such fast paces and, you know, to get married, to have children. There's so many different ways that we feel social pressure to lead these extraordinary lives. And I think, you know, for me, just waking up, having a roof over my head, food in my belly, air to breathe, sunshine maybe, that's enough for me. I'm happy, you know.
Totally. You just said you are lucky to know who you are.
Yeah.
Because not everyone knows that. But do you still have one person who kind of inspires you to to be better version still?
Yeah, definitely. I think I'm around lots of other people in recovery, and that inspires me, you know, because, you know, it's amazing how people can turn their lives around. I'm inspired by those people every day. But to be honest, I'm inspired by the people that listen to my music as well, because I have a great community of fans and followers who share their stories with me so openly. And it really reminds me on a daily basis of why I'm doing this, mm-hmm. you know, and it's just beautiful the way that I can create this piece of art and give it to these people. And then they share back with me their life story, and they take ownership of my songs and they apply it to their lives. I just think that it's just the most incredible thing about music is that kind of healing power and that coming together in a shared experience. That's what I love about music. And I've got this like WhatsApp community that I have with all of my fans right now. And so they've all got like my personal number and we talk, and it's like we just share and we support each other. It's really beautiful.
So that is true, because I wasn't sure when I saw that on your account. I was like, no, he's not doing that. No, no way. Oh, wow. That's so cool. Like, how many people are you in touch with?
I can't remember exactly how many people that are on it right now. It's a lot. It's a lot. So there's a lot of notifications. But really, it started as a way for me to make a closer connection with these people, because people get really invested in my music and really invested in my life. And I'm so grateful for it. And I just thought, how can I give them something in return? And I just came up with this idea of starting this WhatsApp community where we can talk every day. We do like daily gratitude lists, you know, we put like, oh, three things that we're grateful for today. It's like, it's just a positive safe space to whatever they're going through, to know that there's a community of people that understand them and that are listening and that can help them. And, you know, I feel so lucky, and it's such an honor to be the glue that kind of brought all these strangers together who are now making friends and feel supported. It's just incredible.
Yeah, you can be really proud of yourself, because like that's so cool. That's kind of therapeutic too. And you're not only a star being on stage, or you're listening to your music on radio. That's like, I can't think of one other artist who's so close with fans and with personal stories and stuff.
It's the way it's got to be, in my eyes. I think it's what an artist should be. Like, can you imagine if Taylor Swift had a WhatsApp community with her fans? Like, that would be the coolest thing ever. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like, you know, and you know, at some point, maybe the bigger I get, it'll be harder to be able to keep up with it. But I hope that I can continue to do something like that for as long as I can, because it's important. It's important that these people know that I am grateful and know that I'm listening and know you know, just how much I love them as much as they love me, you know.
Is it also kind of you're wanting to be someone who you wished you had at the very hard times of your life?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know I'm not saying I'm a role model at all, you know, but I just live my life in a certain way, and I think I don't mind inviting people to do the same. And you know, I think it's important that people feel supported, you know.
Mm-hmm. I read that Amy Winehouse is one of your biggest inspirations.
Yeah.
Is it also because she was such a raw personality, kind of?
Yeah, I think there was just something about her that I could identify with from a very early age. Like the first time I heard her music, it was just so honest. And like, even if I couldn't necessarily understand all of her lyrics and the meaning, you know, when I'm like 8 years old, there was just something about her that was unlike everything else that was available for me to listen to on the radio. And I just connected with her, and you know, I've got to know some people that were friends with her, you know, as I kind of have come into the music industry and met people that knew her. And it's just such an incredible story. And she really was an incredible artist, you know, her impact on fashion, mm-hmm. on, you know, everything, just the general culture was incredible. And she, for me, she is my generation's like David Bowie, Prince, you know, all of these like game changing artists. Like, she was that for me, and I recognized that at the time, you know. It was heartbreaking that we lost her.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you just said she had such a big impact on styling and clothes and stuff. I really like your style. That's
Thank you.
The jacket, I wish I had the same. That's so cool. Is it just that you're going shopping or you're looking around and you just pick what you like in that moment? Or do you have a special style you're trying to follow up?
I mean, I have quite an eclectic kind of style. Like, I've always been hugely inspired by Elvis Presley's style. Like ever since I was like a baby, like I swear I was like 4 years old and I used to idolize him. Like I just thought he was the coolest thing ever. So I think there's always going to be an element of that in like what I wear. But, you know, I don't like a lot of fashion that's around now, to be honest. Like a lot of my clothes are vintage, like literally like most of what I'm wearing, this is vintage. This is vintage. Like everything I got from a vintage store in Barcelona, actually, when I was shooting the Light It Up music video, I went shopping and I bought this. But fashion is important to me. I wear what I like, whether it's like there's one top that I bought recently that I saw in a shop, a women's clothing store. Mm-hmm. And I just thought it was the coolest top. So I just bought it and I wear it. And I just, you know, it looks great to me, you know. So
yeah, totally.
I think it's just this is all just an expression of who I am inside on the outside. So, yeah,
that's cool. Yeah, you said it perfectly. An expression of yourself. Outside of your inside, no.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, anyways, that's so cool. It just reminded me of Shawn Mendes. I think he just said last week or something that he really likes to wear crop tops.
Yeah.
And they are also just for women. But I think, why not? Like, where's the problem? Just wear what you feel comfortable
in. Just feel good. You know what I mean? Just feel good. And to be honest, if I had Shawn Mendes' body, I would never wear clothes, to be honest. You know what I mean? I would just be naked all the time if I look like Shawn Mendes. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, that dude's, he's been working out.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't tell. I don't see him naked very often. I don't know. What is happiness for you?
Happiness for me, happiness equals freedom. To just wake up in the morning and do whatever I want with the people that I love. That's it. That's all I want. Yeah.
Nice. And what is life about?
Life is about finding out who you are. That's it. It's a life's work. It'll never end. I'm not sure if you'll ever get there either.
Okay. Do you think that's bad that you always gonna get to points where you're asking yourself or wondering, who am I and what do I want?
I think it's interesting. I think we are, as human beings, we change and grow constantly, and we never end up as the same thing as that we started out. And that's what artists do, you know, when their music changes, when their fashion changes, it's a constant evolution of us getting to know ourselves better.
Yeah, are you afraid of something like that? Afraid of changing in public? Because it's sometimes when even musicians, when they change their style or something, there's coming such a big backlash.
Yeah,
and people are, oh my god, I'm so disappointed of you, and blah blah blah. And no, I've never said I'm gonna be for 50 years the same person.
Yeah,
but are you afraid of that?
I think I'm not afraid of it. I think people like familiarity, and they like to look at an artist and know exactly, you know, what they look like and what they have to say. But I think you have to allow these artists to have freedom in their lives, because, you know, in the same way that every normal, you know, woman or man would change their hairstyle or, you know, whatever, just whatever you're into at the time. But as an artist, we have a need to express what's inside of us, and that's going to continue to pour out of us. And so we might change the way we look, we might change our sound, but, you know, it's still a part of us that we're pulling out to display for all of you guys. Yeah. I think it should be embraced.
Mm-hmm.
Keep changing.
Yeah, let's go. Keep changing.
Yeah.
Thank you. How long are you going to stay here in Berlin?
I'm here in Berlin just for today. I'm leaving after this, and I'm going to so many cities around Germany doing lots of radio. So, yeah, I'm really excited. I'm actually going to get to see as much of Germany as possible this time around. Yeah.
Have you been here before in Germany?
I've been to Germany. Yeah, I've been to Germany many times. I toured with Rita Ora not too long ago. So I came to Germany with her, and I think I went to Munich, I think.
Yeah, Munich.
Yeah. But yeah, but I love Germany. I love the people. I love the music scene. I love the music culture here. The way that the German people embrace music is really refreshing to me.
Yeah.
And you embrace all types of music. You know, it's I love it. I just love it here. There's just such a great culture. And I think I'm so glad that I have found a home for my music in Germany, because for a long time I didn't know the world existed outside of the UK, you know. And so it's great to be able to connect with so many people. And I love it here.
Thank you. We are looking forward to listening to all future songs of you and everything. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Der Energy Star Talk. Einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Das Video und noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de.